You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
I see light mango.
Dave Wunstedt.
5 o'clock. Make sure someone write that down for Alex so he has it, okay?
Tanner, you write that down for Alex.
Write that down for Alex so he knows.
NFL head coach for 11 years.
The Bears came in here and Dave Wunstedt. There's a happy group of overachievers that have been well coached.
College football national champion.
Dave Wunstedt, one of my, really idols.
Super Bowl champion.
These guys, it's tough to get any serious work done here, but...
Football analyst for NBC Sports and the Marquee Network.
Before we get started here, I want to congratulate my partner here, Patrick Manley, on the Patrick Manley Award last night. I think Bu Alexander won it. Lawrence was there. Dave Wansett was there. Bruce Bowen was there, Pat. A great award. Always a good time, I'm sure, at Bernie's Book Bank.
Yeah, thanks, Olin. It was really cool to have year seven, man. It flies by, and I appreciate all your help you've done in the past as well. But just a quick story. Coach Wanstedt's a beauty, man. You put him on stage, you just hit play. Lawrence had an easy job. All he had to do was say, go, coach. And he gave some great stories, entertaining the crowd.
Form is something tall and strong. Make it a hurricane before I go insane. It's only 12:30, but I don't care.
Coach doesn't care.
I don't care.
He doesn't care.
It's 5 o'clock somewhere.
I thought our harmony on that was actually pretty good.
I agree. Very nice. We're getting better as a vocal team, Coach.
Well, I don't know about that, Spigs. I think you carried it. I just kind of stay out of the way.
Now, Lawrence has some excellent vocal chops, and I miss you when you're not a student. Where's Coach? Where's Wani?
Yeah, where's Coach? Got to get those shirts going.
I'm a little bit out of sync here, with the New Year's Eve and a Wednesday and and college bowl games coming on. I'm kind of covering a lot of different territory here, guys.
Yeah, it's weird. There's football every day, and it's happening all the time. I heard you on with Mully and Hahn. I thought you were terrific talking about that incredible football game on Sunday night, Coach. And one of the things you pointed out, you were charting it. You didn't see a blitz by either coach. Until what? 2 minutes left in the first half? And I mean, it's crazy. Did Dennis Allen blitz enough in that game? And does he need to blitz more going forward to get some pressure?
Well, I would say no. I mean, from the standpoint that only he can make that decision, and obviously whenever you're going to blitz, I think what happened in the first Green Bay game has been on his mind, and you don't want to give up the big play. You want to try. You like to think that they're going to screw something up, and they're not going to have the touchdown drives that the 49ers had. The thinking would be that okay, if they got to go 7, 8, 9, 10 plays, that somewhere along the line we're going to come up with a turnover. We're going to make a stop or two, maybe get a sack. Something good's going to happen and turn them back. And, they were just hitting on all cylinders. I mean, they were a heck of a lot better. And, the one thing that surprised me, and you can't, how can I say this? You can't practice unscripted plays with the quarterback. And by that, I mean, Purdy made more plays on his feet than I thought he was capable of. I don't know if you guys thought the same thing or not, but that did surprise me that they called some quarterback runs and he completed, a touchdown pass. He completed runs and passes while on the move also. So, those type of things happen in the game. But I'm sure you're sick. I mean, if I'm, if you're Dennis Allen and your offense scores 38 points and you lose the damn game, I mean, you're sick about it. You truly are,
I'm so glad you brought up Jordan Love in week 14 against the Blitz. 9 of 12 for 171 yards, three touchdowns and no picks. He ate them alive. So, Lawrence, it's natural that the reaction to that against a similar scheme and a skilled quarterback might be to sit back instead.
So, Coach, with this defense, they have a couple of issues. And from someone who did this at a super high level as a defensive guy, where are some of the Bears' weaknesses on defense, and how would you try to remedy them?
Well, I think the biggest weakness is the, probably the Bears versus the run. You know, and the way you remedy them, you bring the safety up and get them in the box, or you start doing some run blitzes. And that's, but I'll tell you, Christian McCaffrey, I mean, I think he's in the running for the MVP, guys. I mean, you know, if he breaks the, here's the biggest thing. You say, okay, let's run blitz. We anticipate their runs. We know where we want to get extra defenders. And that all looks good on the chalkboard, but if one guy gets blocked or one guy gets chopped to the ground and you have a back like McCaffrey, he is in danger of going 60 yards on a running play as what throwing a big 60-yard pass play is. You know, so that's the easy answer. Oh, just bring the safeties up and get eight or nine guys up there at the line of scrimmage. And then the other thing, let me throw this in there. The one way you get beat on a blitz, run or pass, is obviously if they read it and they make a play. Now, the other way I'm talking about is being a little bit out of your gap. Well, which causes defenses to get out of their gap faster than anything, fellas? That's movement and that's shifts. Because they line up and you say, okay, I know who's got the A gap, B gap right across. Now, all of a sudden, that tight end shifts from one side to the next. All of a sudden, you have to change your gap. Everybody needs to be disciplined and do it. All 11 guys' responsibility changes. Well, guess what? They move the tight end. Now they bring the receiver in motion back the other way. Now your safety's making a check the other way to change some responsibilities. So I know I'm talking a lot here, but it's a lot when you are in a blitz and you are facing a team like the 49ers that motion and blitz more number of times and effectively like the 49ers do. I mean, that's all compounds the problem. That's why they do it. They want to distract you a little bit and make you uncertain. And everybody was saying, why are they completing those passes on us down the field? Weren't we covering them? You know, we were covering them. But guess what, guys? When you are moving from one side to the other and you're checking the coverage, you're changing it, you're just a tad bit slow. And the ball's coming out in about 2.5 seconds. And if you're a half of a second late, guess what? Guys going to be open. And that's what they were doing. So, I mean, you know, it's a combination of all those things, and that's why they are so darn effective.
Great stuff.
That makes sense.
Absolutely.
Christ, it did. We like when you talk a lot.
I wish I was there with a damn board. You know, I could clear this up real fast for our listeners. But, you know, so that's what goes into it. Dennis Allen's thinking, got a dangerous guy with the ball, got a quarterback who's smart and receivers and tight, you can make plays. We cannot make a mistake and give them a play. Let's make them earn it. That's what it comes down to.
It's great stuff with Dave Wanstead. All right, one more question in terms of the specifics of the defense. After Noah Sewell got hurt, Coach, they didn't play three linebackers again for any snap the rest of the game. And I thought that's interesting. Do they not have somebody else that they trust to be out there with TJ and Tremaine? Did he just want to use the sub packages all the time? Is that what did you think of that? That they never had three linebackers in the game after Noah Sewell got hurt?
Yeah, you know what? I can't answer that. I'm not sure the personnel. I can just tell you this: that from a practice standpoint, if you aren't practicing, you don't want to put somebody in there just to put him in there and then he's exposed. Mm-hmm. So they must have felt better with the extra DB, the nickel guy, being able to play the run. And you do have to be able to play the run and the pass as a nickel back. So they put him in there, and they just felt like this guy gave him the best chance to be successful. I don't have the real answer why, though, on that.
Okay.
All right, so watching the Bears' offense on Sunday, what stood out to you about the performance of Caleb Williams in the Bears' offense?
Well, we are, you know, those two offenses, I mean, that was like a pinball machine going. I mean, and both offenses, I thought, ran the ball effectively. I thought both offenses did a lot of movement passes effectively. They took some shots down the field. I was impressed with both offenses. Ours, primarily, to answer your question, again, I thought that Ben did a great job of keeping San Francisco off balance. You know, and when your team's off balance, you're going to be late. I mean, they didn't want to blitz. They could not get any pressure, you know, with their four guys up front. So they were content just to try to play coverage. They were scared to death of giving up the big play. I thought Ben did a great job. I love the hook and lateral play at the end. That was a great call. I've had 10 people say, I'm tired of these tricks. Let me tell you something. That was and here's what I ask people. They were in a zone coverage. If they were in a man coverage down there, okay, locked on, bringing the safeties, trying to stop the run, thinking, you know, Manon guy or somebody inside, and you get DeAndre Swift on the perimeter one-on-one with anybody, who are you putting your money on? I'm putting it on Swift to make 5 yards. So I thought it was a great ball. And the Niners would just happen to be in a zone there where they had, you know, three guys. And he damn near split the three guys, you know?
Yeah, it's fun, too. It was super fun. And, yeah, you get your running back with the ball running full speed towards the goal line at that point. You take that opportunity. Yeah.
Well, if he can make a miss, who's going to – we see him every week. We see him – guys can't tackle him in the open field. Yeah. That's what he does. Get in space, get the ball on the edge, get the ball in space, and see if they can tackle him for a no gain. It doesn't happen very often, fellas.
We got an injury report, Coach. They had a walkthrough, so these are an estimation of their participation. The big news here is that Rome Odunze would be a DNP again today.
Oh, man.
So Rome is a DNP here on a Wednesday. Luther Burden was limited, so that's good on a Wednesday. That's probably Luther trending towards playing, but no Rome. So we doubt that. Lawrence asked earlier about Kyler Gordon. There's no Kyler Gordon on here earlier because Ben is the one who brought it up. To your point, Lawrence, Ben is the one who earlier said, well, it'd be great to get Kyler back for the postseason too, but that'd be hard to trust, wouldn't it? Like if next week all of a sudden, could you trust Rome? Could you trust Kyler if like the week of your playoff game, they're practicing for the first time?
Yes, you could. But I'll tell you what, Luther is going to be fine. I mean, you know, I didn't see anything severe. Now, you know, he's had a quad injury, probably got a bruise. They'll work that out. And I'll tell you what, I trust Luther as much as Rome, maybe more, and DJ, you know, and now the way we've gone with our tight ends, there's no question who the favorite receiver is and who Ben Johnson, if he needs a catch, in my mind, every critical fourth down play or something, it's Colson. Loveland has turned in to be the most secure receiver, I think, in Caleb's mind and Ben Johnson's mind as far as betting the money that he'll make the play. I didn't realize that was his first drop. Did you guys?
No, I didn't realize that either, but we're not surprised because someone on this show told us that he had the best hands on the team.
Yeah, you told us that, what, like 6 weeks ago? 8 weeks ago, Coach?
I did. I was, thank you, Lawrence. I was waiting for you to bring it up. But no, I believe that, don't you? I mean, and you see when the game's on the line, who's Ben making the calls to? I mean, he's trying to get the ball to Loveland. And, but I feel DJ Moore, you know, is making plays. All these guys are making plays. As much as we'd like to have Rome out there, I feel good about our receiving core. I feel good about our backs. I feel good about our offense. I mean, Caleb's not going to throw it up for grabs. The offensive line is staying healthy. And, God, we're Was there any surprises on that injury report, guys?
No, not really. Just the disappointment of Rome not being there. Hey, you're right about Caleb not throwing it up for grabs. He is, right now, he only Jalen Hurts has more games the last 2 years without throwing an interception among all quarterbacks in the NFL. Caleb just doesn't throw picks. And I was worried that part of that was going to be also him not being accurate down the field, but he's gotten more accurate down the field. He's like, he's now somebody you can trust to complete big plays down the field. That was missing, Coach. He can do everything right now, just about.
Yeah, no, exactly. No, I agree. And, the minute that he misses a pass, oh, God, everybody's like, oh, my God. The guy's doing fabulous. He really is. He's so far ahead of where any Bears fan honestly thought he would be. And like you say, just compare him around the league to some of the greatest quarterbacks that have played the game with the number of games he has under his belt and a new offensive system. And here as Chicago fans, we should feel very, very, very excited about Caleb in the future, really.
Coach, I want to go back to Luther Burden for a second, because in watching his development, I'm a little surprised that he's gotten this good this quickly. And I was a big fan of the drafting of him, because he's a first-round guy that got drafted in the second round. How do you think they got him to this point?
I think injuries. He's gotten the more if the coaches know that you're going to play, you're going to get more practice reps. And the more practice reps you get, the more confidence you get, and then you get more opportunities. I mean, he's always had the ability. I think they did. The thing that Ben does, Ben figures out real quick what guys do best. And, Burden's got that big speed, so he'll throw him a couple deep balls. But then he's going to get him on some high-percentage throws where this guy is a tough guy. That's why I love him. I mean, this guy blocks. You better get him on the ground or he's going to score. I mean, he'll break tackles, yards after the catch. I don't know what, he's about. If we'd have taken him number 10, we'd be happy right now.
No doubt about it. I mean, the way that he's played has been incredibly impressive. So this Lions game, I'm expecting the Lions to play hard. What are you expecting?
Oh, yeah. I mean, they're going to be biting kneecaps. Absolutely. I don't know what. I mean, I heard Dan Campbell. The only quote that I heard that made a lot of sense. Now, someone told me that if Green Bay would lose again this week and the Lions beat us, that they can't get in the playoffs, right?
No. They're done. It's over for them.
Yeah. They're done. So, no, they. This will be interesting, because the thing Dan Campbell, he said he doesn't want to go from first place to last place. That was his big win one for the Gipper talk, for the way I read between the lines early in the week. Guys, we were the best last year. Do you want to be the worst? On and on. Well, I don't know how long that lasts. I do know that if you get Jared Goff, or all of a sudden Jahmyr Gibbs, God forbid something serious happens in the game. Mm. I don't know if I'm how good I'm feeling about that. If I'm the owner of the Lions right now, or the general manager, I think I would have to sit down and have a serious conversation with my coach and say, listen, what are we doing here? What are we trying to gain here? I think Jared Goff needs more practice reps or game reps. No, he doesn't. So I'll be curious to see how long the starters play. I really will. And, and I'm not one for shutting it down and getting ready for next year, but you are to that point. And next year, you get healthy. I mean, they got beat up this year really bad. I was looking over their roster and who's hurt and who's out on that defense. Their defense got slaughtered. And, they get everybody back healthy next year. I mean, they're going to be knocking on the door again. So I would be kind of focused on that, to be honest with you guys. I hate saying that, but it's kind of the reality,
Yeah, I mean, it sounds. Did GMs or team presidents or owners ever come to you and say, "Hey, why don't you shut some of these guys down, Coach?" You ever have those conversations?
Well, Yeah, absolutely. I mean, and I think it's good that, you mean, they've never told me to shut them down, but with all of them, I remember conversations at the Dolphins most recently with Rick Spielman and George Payton. You know, coach, we, you know, how much are we going to, now we were winning, but it can go on both sides too. When you're winning, you know, I mean, how much you want to get, we should win pretty good today. How much do you want to get Ricky Williams?
Hey, Coach, we were thinking about you, Coach.
I'm serious.
I believe it.
It was against the Bears, and we were winning the game when we played the Bears. And I said, that's it. Get Ricky out. And I got an argument with Ricky Williams on the sideline. Give me one more series, you know? So anyway, you know, and you get into a lot of things. I don't even want to mention incentives and stuff like that, but a lot of these players, you know, they might need another 50 yards rushing or catching or a sack for large amount of money. And that's when it gets a little bit, you know, that's another conversation. You hate to admit that, but that's all part of it, guys.
The most explosive passing offense in the history of the Chicago Bears franchise was under Dave Wannstedt and Ron Turner, 1995, Eric Kramer. His passing yard record is 108 yards from being broken by Caleb Williams. You're not behind a lot of offensive records, Coach. I'm going to be honest. This is one. I mean, how will you feel if Caleb breaks Eric Kramer's record, which happened on your watch in 95?
Oh, no. I hope he gets it. I'm all in on Caleb. I mean, absolutely. No, and he should. I can't believe it still stands. I mean, the road playoff victory thing. I can't believe that's still standing, you know?
Last Bears road playoff win was you guys against the Vikings, right?
Yeah, that's unbelievable. It's crazy. It really is when you think about it, you know? But anyway, yeah, so I hope Caleb gets it this week. I truly do. And he might. I mean, you know, who knows what the Lions are going to do? They may just come in here and shut this thing down. And their secondary is crippled anyway. If you said, what is the weakness of Detroit? It would be their secondary. I think they've got three starters that are out. And I know one of the defensive linemen for sure. And then, you know, so if I'm Dan Campbell, I want to shorten this game and take the air out of the football as much as I possibly can and get out of here. That's really, I think I would expect a ton of runs versus the Bears and see where it ends up.
Coach, what are you doing tonight?
You know what? I'm sitting here watching Michigan and Texas. And then I'm obviously going to watch my U. I'll probably put my, U t-shirt on here and watch the U. No, I'm kidding.
You got a lot of teams, Coach. That's awesome.
I got so many. And then I'm Big Ten, so I'm cheering for. I'm torn. This was a tough weekend for me. Absolutely, it is. But I am all in on Indiana. I can tell you that now. Okay,
Coach, you're breaking my heart.
Yeah. Why is that, Lawrence? Oh yeah, Alabama. Yeah, come on. Yeah. I mean,
I'm all in on Alabama, Coach.
I can't believe that Miami is 9.5-point dogs. Tonight. That's what I read, and that seems like
Coach, you've been talking about Ohio State's defense all season.
All season long.
Oh, they're unbelievable. They're unbelievable. No. I'm not taking anything away from Ohio State, but that just seems like a lot of points in a game like this. I mean, when you say maybe the first defensive player in the draft is at Miami. The first offensive tackle coming off the board could be from Miami. I mean, Miami's got about four guys that are going to go in the top 20 picks.
Coach,
they're talented too.
I we believe it. Look, Happy New Year. Enjoy your night.
Happy New Year, Coach.
We will talk to you next year. We appreciate you. We're grateful for you and for Jan and the whole Wannstedt crew. And
hey,
have a safe and happy one.
I got to say this, guys, before I get off. You guys, nice job with your show. I saw the ratings and everything that came out. You guys are there in a You're in the top five, man. Anytime you're in the top, I think you're in the top three or something like that, your show. So
keep
that,
going.
Congratulations to you guys.
Coach,
right? Am I right or wrong?
You're right.
That actually could change next week. It might end up being number one. We got something that's being sent to the replay booth. And
I like it.
Yep.
I like it.
But either way.
But you're a big part of that, Coach, and we appreciate you for it.
Yep.
I don't know about that, but congrats. And, Happy New Year, you guys, and we'll talk next week. Okay?
Thanks, Coach.
See you guys.
Someone sent him the book.
I mean, that's the thing. He's got a book from last year, but he might need to fill that shelf a little bit.
Finish that book. We're going to finish ours next week.
He's a good man.
He
is. I mean, it's unbelievable.
And thorough.
Oh.
All right, we got to take a break because we got to get out of here.
Yeah, we do.
Yeah, Bulls basketball is coming up in 20 minutes. Yeah. You're on the Score.
They're playing here against the Pels.
Yeah. Derek Queen. Back after this on the Score.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Spiegel and Holmes.
I might swerve in that corner.
Whoa, 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 whoa.
Okay.
See, we're in full service, 670 The Score station.
Afternoons on The Score.
With the 39th pick in the 2025 NFL Draft, the 2025 NFC North champions.
Oh, boy.
Chicago Bears.
Oh, boy.
Select Luther Burden III.
Ooh.
Wide receiver, Missouri.
So they
congratulations, young man.
It's Dez White.
He knew. How did he know? Why did he know?
I just like that, along with Seth freaking Rollins, there's some people giving the Packers the business.
Yes, yes, yes. Deserved. And then Bears went and took the North. Yeah, they did.
And now they're in the process of never giving it back.
The cheese grater hats are flowing.
The funny thing is that if you're Ryan Poles,
yeah,
you get to kind of walk around for about a year. Because nothing will be settled until at least early December of next year.
So you get to feel that.
You get to
feeling.
Be like, hey, guess what?
Mm-hmm.
We took it. Let's see if you can take it back.
Are you a local business owner or employee?
Actually, I am.
Well, how would you? I don't know if you're eligible.
I'm not.
Well, so the other local business owners and employees out there, how would you like to have your commercial air during Super Bowl 60 right here on The Score? Here is your chance. We have brought back the Score Big for Your Business contest, where you can enter to win a 30-second Super Bowl commercial on The Score's broadcast of Super Bowl 60 from Westwood One. And new this year, you can win a live broadcast for your brand. Log on to 670thescore.com/contests to enter now and learn more details. Deadline to enter is January 18th. Score Big for Your Business is sponsored by People's Bank, where better banking keeps moving forward. Member FDIC. It's a great contest. Have had so much fun with it the last couple years, and really cool small business have won, and hopefully, I do believe, benefited from their placement.
It's one of the best things that we do here. I'm super excited about this. 670thescore.com/contest. And part of the reason that I'm excited about it is the reason that people have been excited about listening to The Score all football season long. You could end up with not just a Super Bowl commercial, but with a team that you really like being in that Super Bowl and people listening in record numbers because of that team being in the Super Bowl and people hearing about your business.
Yeah, this really could be the greatest one of those kind of contests we've done all time. Look, it's New Year's Eve. We're both off for the next couple days. I want to say a deep and heartfelt thank you to everybody who has worked on this show, Tanny and Alex, and today Tyler Buterbaugh, Sean Sears, Tyler Ferengul. So many people have done great work working on this show, and to Mitch Rosen and Ryan Porth, just tremendous. Connor O'Donnell and Max Curtis and everybody with Twitch and YouTube, like everything we do, it's really been the most fun that I've had in my radio life. And I said it out loud. It has been unbelievably fun. And Lawrence, you are a terrific partner. Been great, great fun to work with you all year, and I look forward to it again and again and again.
That is so sweet. I don't even have time to really respond, but to say thank you.
And gotcha. Yes,
strangely enough, I'm also having fun.
You got a little time.
No one was expecting that.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't know the fun police were allowed to have fun.
I know.
Brian McCann is not allowed to have a good time in these streets.
No, but yeah, you make it easier for me to have a good time.
That's the whole gig, isn't it?
And that's a beautiful thing, and I agree with you.
Have fun.
Yeah, we
yes,
agree, Pat.
Everyone that and all of the people that have jumped in when we've had days off, too, we appreciate all of them making the show better. Our regulars, man, and you know what's so cool about it? This ain't the end. Week 18 ain't the end of all of our Bears experts.
So next week, we're not like getting ready for the postmortem and assuming it's fired?
We're not getting ready for any stupid-ass press conferences or anything like that.
Amazing.
It's going to be on and popping, and we are glad. Everyone have fun tonight. Be careful. Enjoy yourselves. Enjoy the new year with people that you really care about. We will talk to you on Monday. Woo! Playoff week here on The Score.
Ladies and gentlemen,
Merry New Year!
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.